In Isaiah 15, we've got this judgment upon Moab, and we read in verse 4, Heshbon cries out with Elealeh, their voices heard even to Jahaz. The armed men of Moab cry aloud. So then it's emphasized that Moab was going to be crying out in pain when these judgments had come. And again, verse 8, the cry has gone around the borders of Moab, it's wailing to Eglaim, and its wailing echoes back to Beer Elim. And in the midst of this prophecy that Isaiah has been inspired to give, he, as it were, butts in. He says in verse 5, my heart cries out for Moab. My heart cries out for Moab, as he thinks of how they, later in the verse, raise up a cry of destruction. Now, we're told the same in Jeremiah 48, verse 34, that Moab was going to cry out like a three-year-old heifer, and that's exactly what Isaiah did for them. Even though, you know from Isaiah 25, 10, that Moab hated Israel. So this was love for your enemies, believing that, yep, they are going to cry out in pain and agony when they are judged, my heart cries out for them, rather than any smug sense of, well, that's what they deserved, and yep, may they rot in hell, as people say these days, and yep, that was a deserved judgment. Isaiah was like God in that he took no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And this is how we should be. We should never rejoice over the fall of our enemy or the judgment of anybody, because that is not at all how God is. And even though you could argue that Moab deserved all that was coming for them, Isaiah's heart bled for them. He cried out with them. In other words, he identifies with them. He can feel himself into how they are going to be feeling. And he feels the same because his heart is for them. He wants them to repent. And it's tragic for him that they're not going to. So that is how we should feel to the world around us. We should have hearts that bleed. No indifference that, well, they didn't want it anyway, so it's not their fault. It's tragic that all these people are in darkness, that they wander and waste their lives in darkness, not knowing where they're going and shall go to an eternal grave. And perhaps in the last days, many of them may die weeping and wailing in the agony that is to come upon this earth in the very last days. But what I'm saying is that we should have a heart that bleeds for people. This is how to witness to people, to have a heart that bleeds for them. And it is really chronic selfishness alone which stops us having that heart. It's not, as we like to imagine, oh, well, I'm a bit shy. No, if you can imagine the tragedy of death, eternal death, and it's so avoidable, because you can persuade those men and women of eternity. And so, as I say, Isaiah's here, as I see it, in the midst of giving this prophecy about Moab, and then he butts in and says, but my heart cries as well. I cry out with these people, even though they were his enemies. And I think that you can only really come to that mature position if you love the glory of God, if you want above all to see his glory. Not vengeance on your personal enemies, not your personal justification, but his justification. That alone is what I think motivates, so that we can end up in this position of not having this don't care attitude about others, or this irritating way that a lot of folks have got, especially the middle class, to say, look at that stupid man lying there in the gutter, he's drunk, you know. As if it's all their fault. Sure, it's their fault, but have a heart that bleeds, please. You are no better. There but for God's grace go you. And no self-congratulation, no patting yourself on the back that you are better. There but for God's grace went you, and you will go. It is only of God's grace. And I think this is what helps us to move away from being self-congratulatory and forever putting the blame on others. That is what society loves to do, to put the blame, to look for a reason as to why people are as they are. Look, whatever. The end result is death, and the end result is judgment. And we should weep for that. And weep because we want to identify with them and appeal to them that this need not be the outcome.